Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It is 8:01 in the a.m. out in Tokyo. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Regardless of where you are in the world, we are one of the baddest talk radio shows on this network. Big up to everybody who's really putting it down, putting in work, trying to make it happy. Oh, happy day inside Empowerment Sunday. What do you appreciate most in your life today? As of today, right now, what are you most appreciative of? Tonight we're celebrating those things that are going right in our lives. It's oh so easy to identify those things that may not be going so well. You know, when things happen or take place in our lives. Nevertheless, many things are going pretty good. And even if you don't think so, guess what? Today is still indeed a good day. What are you most appreciative of in your life? That's the topic tonight. Focus on things that are going good because those things outweigh the negative. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. You know, positive people promoting positive things. This is Stalker. He hung out with us this past week. Styles, Jay Styles. We'll be right back. This is, again, Stalker, Jay Styles, Team Hyman Radio Live.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now shorty keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker, she's a stalker. Popping up at the crib unannounced. Doing everything just to be around me. She's a stalker, she's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker.
I guess the wood's good, huh? Go figure, that's why they call me Wood. She a go-getter, sleeping in the wood. Seeking through the hood, no quitter. Shorty follow me like Twitter. Never seen a sister so obsessed and I'm so stressed. Yes, I guess I got her sprung out. The way you stick my tongue out, that's why shorty dumb out. She dumb out. I see somebody peeping through my window. While I'm sleeping, she creeping to get my info. I never really knew what I was in for. I should've never knocked her down like Kimbo. Like the way I lay you down, she a nympho. She know more about me than all my kinfo. Said I'm the only one she care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker, she's a stalker. I'm just at the crib unannounced. Doing everything just to be around me. Yeah, she's a stalker.
Like a private investigator, with my privacy, she keeps surprising me. Hey, day when I hop up in that driver's seat, like MJ, always feel like somebody's watching me. Hiding in the bush with binoculars, is it cause I'm popular? Why she keep popping up? Like a paparazzi, just can't get enough. In the hot seat, ain't no stopping her. Now she camping out outside the telly. Sex after sex, blowing up my celly. When what happens next, can somebody tell me? I see it's getting hot in her like Nelly, really. Jelly of me being a true jock, open her jukebox, now she on the rooftop. Who stops? Said I'm the one you care about, wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should've never gave the dog a bone. Now
I'm
sure he keeps blowing up my phone.
Messages just to get the biz, guess who shorty is? Now she's sending gifts to your dog, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost. If she popping up by the crib, never told me where you live. That's who shorty is. If she leaving tons of messages just to get the biz, guess who shorty is? Now she's sending gifts to your dog, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost.
That new joint, Breathe Again from Jay Styles coming up later in the show. It's Sunday, July 31st. Hey, it's August already. Can you believe it? Get ready. Tomorrow, August 1st. Hey, start the month off on a good foot. Be on time to work. Employers hate late people. You know, go in with a good attitude. You know, oh, happy days should be your attitude. Don't worry, be happy. Dust your shoulders off. You know, feel good about life. Hey, in the midst of it all, guess what? There's a lot of things that are going right, and they outweigh the things that may not be going too right. Oh, happy day. What are you most appreciative of in your life? That's the topic tonight. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Can y'all tell that I feel that? I feel Charlotte from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Man, I want to be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Don't do it. Don't you let the first few words be negative words. Not tonight. Nope.
Hey,
You're not even going to weigh us down at the top of this show.
But I'm sweating right now as we speak, though. Like, I can't even ignore it.
Ladies and gentlemen, CeeLo is in Charlotte with no air conditioning.
God, I feel like I'm seven all over again. I wish my walls were concrete so I could put my feet up against the wall. That's the only thing I miss about the projects right now.
Wow. 917-889-3.26. We love her. CeeLo. Domer and Toya will be joining us later in the show. Wrapping up their, I'm going to say, prosperous weekend, becoming more and more empowered, learning how to build wealth, and prepare for the future. So they will be sharing upon their return later this week. Again, tonight's topic, oh, happy day. What are you most appreciative of? Well, being that we know CeeLo is not appreciative of the atmosphere right now, or at least the environment in which she's in, due to a breakdown in air conditioning, I would have to say that I may not be most appreciative for air conditioning, but I was probably in that situation to about 45 minutes ago. My AC broke down, and I'm not even sure that I realized that it broke down. But when I came in, this afternoon, I said, something is wrong. And
I woke up wet.
It had frozen. The air conditioning had frozen, so I think that's a sign that the fan had broke down, and I think it needs some Freon or something. So it was raining and thundering. They said they wouldn't come until it stopped. And I'm like, it's never going to stop. They came anyway. So it's done. I feel you. But CeeLo, in the midst of the environment, what are you most appreciative of tonight?
That I had charcoal.
Charcoal?
So I could cook outside and I didn't have to cook in the house.
All right.
That's where I'm at today. I am appreciative of a lot of things, though, like for real. I'm appreciative of my new normal. I'm appreciative of...
What's your new normal?
That's a whole other show. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a killer, but don't push me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm a reformed something. Okay. But,
okay.
Yeah, like... I'm appreciative of my new normal, and I'm appreciative that, hey, you know what? I'm appreciative that I have a house that has an air conditioner that broke down.
That's right.
How about that? Because there's people that don't even have a place to call their own. And,
hey,
yeah.
Remember that. That's important. Hey, tonight's topic, oh, happy day. Even if you don't feel like it's a happy day, you know, this is like, look, pause. Think about the fact that you woke up this morning. Think about the fact that you can see, you can hear, you have the activity of your limbs, you can breathe, you're conscious, you're in your right mind, you don't take medication, you know, you don't need anyone to help you around, you're not in a wheelchair, you know, you have, you know, both of your functioning legs. You know, you're not one of the many, 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 many people in Tampa with signs standing on a corner waiting for you to hand them some change out of your car. There's a lot of things that we can be appreciative of. This is John Brown. It's called Sex on My Money. We haven't heard it in a while. We'll be right back. TM Hive Radio Live.
People like carrot, pinky ring. That's a quarterback. Somebody call that water, cause I just call that nice attack. Feel just like my nigga feel. Say they got his license back. Time to stunt, so roll to brush real nice and fetch your boy's face. Lights on, camera, action, the school shit. On the main attraction, this a cherry action. This squad is a enterprise. Come and buy some merchandise. Go tell all your peers to your ears so you hear me right. You wanna be a star rapper, listen close to my advice. That's your business right and you can live a great life.
You need it, I need it, come get it, I mean it. I'm on my way, I'll meet you there. Baby girl, I'll see you when I get there.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926. Oh, happy day. What do you appreciate most in your life tonight? That's the topic. What are you most appreciative of? Again, 917-889-3926. Hit us up. Special guest inside Empowerment Sunday, motivational speaker, author, Eldris Henrietta Trotter. Hanging out with us tonight with her work, Divine Interventions. Again, 917-889-3926 to tune in or to participate. Again, special guest, motivational speaker, author, Eldris Henrietta Trotter. Welcome back to the show, ma'am.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you? How are you tonight?
All right. It's nice to be back.
Absolutely. It's nice to have you back. And we appreciate CeeLo for actually getting you back on tonight. So thank you.
Yes. I was just coming to talk to you about, I had a book sign in Jacksonville, Florida in August in a couple of weeks. I'm pretty excited about that. And I see that your topic is what you're most appreciative about. And that seems like it's right down what I'm trying to do right now.
Okay. Well, congratulations. And, you know what? Answer that question for us. What are you, Eldris Trotter, most appreciative of in your life right now?
I'm just appreciative that I actually have the opportunity to reach so many people with this new book that I wrote. Matter of fact, I was just in church today talking about it. It means a lot to me because there's a lot of people that was going through certain situations that I was going through, and I really didn't realize it was so many. It's just that a lot of people didn't want to talk about it. And that's why on my last book, actually I've written three, this one is my autobiography. And I started from the birth, my birth. Actually, my mother died at childbirth.
Okay. Sorry to hear.
Yes, and I have a twin brother, which is actually CeeLo's father. And she died giving birth to us, so I decided to just start from the beginning. Instead of just doing the short stories, I just decided to go. And the ironic part about it is on the 28th, that's the reason why I called it Divine Intervention, because she actually passed away on the 28th. But she was born on November the 28th. My father was born on March the 28th, and both of them passed away on the 28th. And me and my twin brother was born on the 28th. And I just found that really strange. And that's the reason why I actually called the book Divine Intervention. And then my daughter told me something that I didn't realize. She said that Denzel Washington was actually born on the 28th of December also. I'm like, okay.
28th is a significant number.
Yes.
Well, again, we welcome Eldris Henrietta Trotter tonight, who is here to talk about Divine Interventions. We'll be back with more. CeeLo is going to do some probing for us, peel the onion back a little bit with Eldris Trotter, and we're going to talk more about just the whole concept of, guess what, it's a happy day. Regardless of what the day feels like, it's a happy day. What's going right in your life? Let's not focus on what's going on, what's going wrong. I'm not sure if many of you remember Aaliyah. It's hard to forget her. It's hard to believe that this is like the 10th anniversary this past week of Aaliyah's passing away in that tragic plane crash. For those who can go back that far, this is Aaliyah, If Your Girl Only Knew. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah.
M. Hyman Radio Live. That was Aaliyah with If Your Girl Only Knew, which is a perfect segue because we have Eldris Trotter on with us to talk about her book, Divine Interventions, which also talks about, I guess If Your Girl Only Knew. And I think you were the girl that didn't know, right? Tell us about the book.
Most definitely.
Tell us about the book.
Oh, okay. We have like 18 chapters, and I decided to write my autobiography because, like, I've been writing actually since 2001. I just wanted my fans to know a little bit more about me instead of just, writing. I just decided, actually, each chapter has a date starting from when I was born up until now. And it goes from, as I was saying earlier before we had the song, it goes when I was born, and my mother had passed away at childbirth. And it also goes in when I was a teenager. It goes in when I was in school. It also tells you when I met my first boyfriend. And it goes on up until when I was in the ministry. And it has a lot. And it also just tells you how that doing these interventions, how he was a lawyer in the courtroom, how I met Mr. Wright. And it just tells you all kind of things that I'm quite sure you would really be interested in. I try to take everyday situations and relate to them.
Okay. So why should people purchase the book?
Why should they purchase it? Because I believe that in a situation that they might have, that they can find something that will relate to it. Because I believe it's an empowering message. This message itself teaches you how to be prosperous. In other words, if you have low self-esteem, if you don't feel good about yourself, then we all want to be victorious. So it actually teaches you how. It has step-by-step process. And also it witnesses highs and lows of relationships because some relationships have highs and some have lows. And I don't know what area that my views are in or some of my fans are in, but there are chapters for each and every one of these type of situations.
Right. I mean, like, I know, like, in the meat of this the book pretty much talks about the abuse that you went through for over a 20-year span. So that's what I'm really trying to get to, like, because there are a lot of people in the position that you were in, and they stayed as well. Can you just briefly tell us why you stayed and then also what made you leave?
Well, the reason why I stayed in the relationship for 24 years is because I had two children. And like I said in the book years ago, they didn't have child support systems. They didn't have any government assistance for people like me because just think about it. I was in Germany for 10 years. I was a GS7. I was a manager. So I didn't have any assistance. I didn't have anyone to go to. My family and friends was here in the United States. So I stayed in the situation because of my children.
And from being so far away from other family as well, right?
Most definitely.
Okay.
I'm sorry, CeeLo. What's your greatest cause today? And why?
Okay, my greatest call, I actually consider myself an advocate for those that need a voice. Actually, I want to be the voice for them. Okay, it's just that, the reason why I say that is because there's so many women that's in shelters right now, and they feel there's nowhere to turn. And then there's something like a stereotype saying there's a certain category of people that's in this situation. But if you look at the news media, you'll see there's rich, there's poor, all colors, all races. So I want to be a voice to the ones that need a voice. And that's the reason why I wrote Divine Interventions, because actually I have a screenplay out here at this moment, and it's in the database in Hollywood, California. And so if there's any producers out there available right now, just pick that screenplay up. It's in your database, and if you want to do a movie from the book.
All right. That was Henrietta trying to make it happen. 917-889-3926. If you have questions, feel free to jump on it tonight. Oh, happy day. What are you most appreciative of in your life? Hit us up. Let us know. We'll be right back.
Hey God, thank you for all of my blessings. I put this bitch black and I don't know where I'm
coming.
But you just lead the way and I'ma just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I put this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life's hard to swallow. That's why I got my bottle. And then my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. See, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down. At least that's how it seems. But you king of the kings, the God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my problems. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you. As long as I know that, I'll never be without you. My faith's so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you do, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me. For days I won't church, I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you. I owe you so much. I'll always be your child. Please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. Cause he gon' clear it up, everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. So my own people might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's always worthless. I know there's a purpose, home is our earthless. And I would not be nervous. The street lights come on, and it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. As long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings.
WHAC, TM Muhammad Radio Live, Law, God, thank you. We like that joint right there. Tonight we're celebrating those things that are going right in our lives. Oh, happy day is the perspective, is the attitude tonight. What are you most appreciative of in your life? And that's what it is. I think for me, I am most appreciative for good health. A lot of things happen, you know, emotionally, mentally, under pressure so long, sometimes it gets the best of you. To be able to still have your right mind and good health, you know, is a good thing. Most appreciative of that. I think it would be only politically correct, and not just that, I just want to let you know that I'm appreciative just for knowing a higher power, for knowing enough not to lean on just me. I'm appreciative of that. Keeps me focused and balanced.
Yeah, and we definitely need to
that.
Be focused. Oh,
yeah.
God.
No doubt.
Yes.
No doubt.
In these days.
Special guest tonight, Eldris Henrietta Trotter. The name of her book is Divine Interventions. 917-889-3926. Eldris Trotter, what has been your most memorable life event? And we're talking that we are appreciative of. What's been your most memorable event that you can look back, you'd be like, wow, if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be where I'm at, where I am today.
It's funny because actually I was listening to you guys talking a second ago, and you were saying focus, and that was one of the things that kept me strong, staying focused. When I said I had two small children, these children are grown now, and my son, actually, he's a supervisor at the shipyard, and my daughter, she graduated from the Air Force Academy and is working one of the prestigious jobs in Washington, D.C. She works for the intelligence building. She was actually in the building at 9/11, and I wrote a poem about it in one of my books. And the reason why I even brought that up, because I'm most appreciative, because no matter what I went through, I stayed strong for my children. And I believe my strength gave them strength.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. And when you say your strength gave them strength, what exactly do you mean?
Okay, my daughter told me something that I didn't pay attention to once. She said, Mom, I remember when you was working overseas. I was a GS-7 manager overseas. I ran the PX at Army and Air Force Exchange. And she said, Mama, when you came home from work, you sat at the table and you did your homework because you were in college. And she said, that's what motivated us. We didn't even have to worry about you saying, okay, you need to get your homework together, you need to do this, you need to do that. She said the fact that you would get to the table and you would just do your homework motivated us. And mm-hmm. that is what I was thinking about as far as being appreciative, that I would let my life shine regardless of what I had to go through. And that's what mm-hmm. happens to a lot of families, and that's the reason why I want to reach out to these ladies, because they can take it in a negative way. I mean, they can get beat up or treated bad and go through all of these adverse situations, and then they just fall apart, wherein you could just stay strong for your children.
Right. Right.
Definitely.
As you reflect back over the years, is there anything that you really look at and you're like, wow, I just can't believe that at, you know, 26 years old today that I actually dealt with that when I was 21? Do you really look back and be like, whoa, how I have grown, how I've matured?
Well, actually, it happened so fast. It was just like, if you read the book, you'll see that it was one situation right after another situation after I actually conquered one situation. That's why my second book is called We're More Than Conquerors. After I conquered one situation, something else happened. Matter of fact, when I was writing the book, the editors, they were really getting confused because they were actually two girlfriends that was in his life overseas in Germany. And they were like, okay, is this the lady in the red dress? That's what I called one of them, the lady in the red dress. And then the other one I called Miss C and Miss B. And they were getting confused because he had more than one.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so they were trying to clarify because they couldn't believe that it was actually more than two at a time, wasn't it?
Most women can't even endure one situation when their husband is cheating on them.
Right.
They can't even endure one. And I endured three women attacking me mentally.
Right.
Mentally attacked, you know, stalking, the whole nine yards. But what actually made me break up with it, the third woman actually beat me, almost beat me to death. And that's why I broke up with it. So that's why I'm saying.
Right.
Up, they would have went to alcohol, they went to drugs, they would have started running around with other men, a lot of negative situations, wherein I just stayed positive.
Absolutely. And it makes a difference. A positive attitude versus becoming a victim of your situation, needing or looking for a pity party doesn't help you at all. Now, can I ask you this? did your positive attitude come out of a role model that you had?
And that's kind of funny because you would think, my mother died at childbirth, so my aunt, she would tell my cousin, she said, I don't understand y'all. Y'all have a mother. She doesn't have a mother. She has no one to look at as a role model, and she just decided that this is what she wanted in her life. So, no, I didn't have a role model.
You just decided that. You had a made-up mind.
Yeah, I just decided I wanted to go to school. I wanted to make good grades. I didn't want to play hooky. I mean, I just decided that I wanted to be this little perfect person until I met this unyoked person, which was the children's father. But we stayed together for 24 years. But during 24 years, it was pretty bad. If you read the book, you'll see how bad it was. But we stayed together.
If you had to do it again, like if you were in that situation right now, would you have done anything different?
Well, see, at the time, I didn't know it was going to be like that. At the time, I was like in a situation where my father's house was paid for, his car was paid for. I was in like an ideal situation. He retired from the base after 40 years. So I was in a situation that I never felt hurt. I never felt pain, only felt love. So when I married, I was thinking it would be the same thing.
Right.
But once I left out of my father's nest and went into another country, I discovered something that I didn't even know how to deal with.
Right.
And that's the reason why I really had closer roots to the church, and I started going to the church a lot.
Give us the website address and information that we need to be able to pick up the book.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. The book is actually on 2,500 websites, including
Whoa.
Canada, France, and Germany. It's on the Spanish website also. I'll spell it. It's agapea.com. It's on BarnesandNoble.com, Borders.com, Amazon.com. My publisher is AuthorHouse.com. That's why I said if there's any producers out there, they can go and contact my publisher. As far as the screenplay is concerned.
And that's for Divine Intervention.
Divine Intervention.
Yeah.
That's what's good. Oh, happy day with Eldris Henrietta Trotter. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
that joint right there is called Prayer. It's by Variety. What up, CeeLo?
What up,
special guest? Eldris Henrietta Trotter. CeeLo, this is family for you, so I'll pass the baton.
Okay. Well, well, I mean, I just really wanted her to touch. I really wanted you to touch on, like, what made you leave outside of, I mean, like, the mind state. Because, yes, I know people do need to, you know, pick the book up, but I want them to grasp on and understand why the book is so important. I mean, yes, you're here with us now, and, of course, you know, we see that you made it through. But a lot of, I mean, it, domestic abuse and domestic violence is so commonplace now. You know, I mean, they're just now coming out with laws to, you know, help domestic violence victims, men and women, because it's not just women that are abused, it's men and children that are abused as well. And a lot of the children are affected, you know, in a large way. And some people stay in the marriage because of the children, but then at the same time, the children are damaged in the process. And so it's like, how do you combat that if you're in that situation? Say you're at the point where you want to leave, but his lover hasn't approached you and hasn't you to, but you know, you're ready to leave the situation. What would you suggest?
You would actually have to be in that situation to answer that question, and that's the reason why I believe God chose me, because I was in that situation. The reason why I said that, and I do believe it's a must-read book and you can't put it down, because I feel it's a life-changing book. Because I know what you're saying as far as the children. You want to leave, but you don't leave.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, that's why I asked, would you do it again? Like, do you think that, like, if you had it to do all over again and the things that are available now, like if it was going on right now, you were 17, 18 years old right now, and it was going on right now, do you think that you would have gone through it the same way?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Matter of fact, that's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. Like, I want to give out an 800 number right now, and this number is actually for the National Domestic Violence Hotline. That number is 1-800-799-7233. Again, 1-800-799-7233 is the National Domestic Hotline. Actually, this was created by the late Liz Claiborne.
Wow.
And there are a lot of resources out there. There's a lot of shelters out there. But one thing you have to understand, too, you have a lot of proud women that won't go to shelters, and I was one of them, and that's what I write about in my book. As I said earlier, I was a GS7 manager at the exchange. My picture was on the wall. I was a very proud person. No one even knew I was going through this. The only reason why they knew, because sometimes I would come to work, I have crutches, I have black eyes. I would walk to work sometimes, and I would have a sling on my arm, and my arms would be swollen. And these are the little signs that other people saw. Something was wrong, but I would never tell them, because I had a perfect little world that I thought I had, but I didn't want anybody to know it. So I would wear long sweaters or sunglasses.
Right.
In other words, I was it was just a state of illusion for me, because I was away from home, and I really didn't want anyone to know it. And there's a lot of ladies out there right now listening to me right now that they know they're going through, but they don't want to tell nobody. Why? Because they have the big house. They have the picket fence. Like me, I had Mercedes that was paid for. I had the mink coat. I had it all. Matter of fact, he ran the officers' club. And when we came back to the United States, he was the vice president of the union. We had plenty of money. We had rental property all over town, 150 acres of land. We had it all. But there was no peace in the house, because the other women, they saw what he had. They wanted it. They hated me only because I was the wife. But I was bound and determined that I was going to take kids at whatever cost. And there was a lady, I retired from Bank of America 2 years ago, and there was a lady that came up to me when I did get my divorce. She said, you know what, I'm shocked. I didn't even know you was having problems. She said, because he always sent you balloons to the office. And that was just a sign that he wanted to portray that we was the perfect couple.
Right.
So in other words, I hid this from family and friends. And there's a lot of other ladies out there. They're wearing the expensive perfume, the nice suits, the good hairdo. You look at them, you would never know what they're going through. And
right.
Then you see on TV with a Tiger Woods wife, and you're you see the Elizabeth Edwards, and then you say, oh, wow, I didn't know this was happening to them, too. My situation was similar to hers. You know, his last woman, she had a baby for him.
What?
The only difference between me and her, the girlfriend beat me up.
Right.
So what I'm saying is we all stay for different reasons, but what was my deciding factor? To let go. It was bad enough that he was abusing me, but when he helped me and allowed this girl to beat me up, then it was over for me. I had to leave. By the time my daughter was in college, thank the Lord, she was in college, and my son was 16. I wanted to stay with him until he finished high school, but once he held me down and she beat me up, it was over. There was no turning back for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the name of the book is called Divine Interventions, and you've gotten, you know, some interesting, you know, excerpts from the book tonight. Support it. Eldridge Trotter, tell us again where we can pick the book up. And do you have Facebook? Are you on Twitter, my dear?
Okay, I am on Facebook. Yes, I am.
Okay. No Twitter, huh? Come
no,
on,
I don't-
Eldridge.
I haven't done Twitter yet, but if you go on Facebook, you'll actually see a copy of my TV commercials. You can find that inside with the video, and you actually see, because I have a TV commercial on Lifetime for Women. I've had it since 2007. I just transferred it to the West Coast last week. It'll be in California next week.
Okay, give us your Facebook.
Okay. Henrietta Trotter.
Henrietta Trotter. It's as simple as that. And,
you just put in there the Trotter and then asked to be my friend.
And that's what's good. And the website again?
Okay, AuthorHouse.com is my publisher. And Amazon.com, Borders.com, Anzanova.com. And for my Spanish viewers, I will spell the name for you for the Spanish. It's A as in Apple, G as in goat, A as in apple, P as in Paul, E as in egg, A as in apple.com. It's on 2,500
websites. 2,500
websites.
You heard? And you pick it up. There's no excuse that you should pick it up from one.
I really wrote it for the women in the battered shelters. I really want everyone to get a copy. So if you know someone that has a lot of money, can just buy a bunch of books and send them to the shelters, this was my dream. This was my dream, to have the books in the hands of the women that really need it. Matter of fact, they're in the public libraries for the people that's free. And if you go to your library and you don't see it, it's in the database. Just tell the librarian to order it. My dream is for the book to be in the hands the ladies that really need it. Matter of fact, I'm talking to Halle Berry's sister, Heidi, right now. She calls me all the time because her sister, Halle Berry, she's working with the Genesis Foundation in California. So it's some things that I'm trying to do.
Well, congratulations to you, and good luck on your many endeavors. And I'm just going to tell them to pick up the book. I'll just try to get that book to those shelters so that we can be a blessing to the women all over America. CeeLo, anything else before we sign off with Eldridge Trotter? Again, thank you very much for taking your precious time to hang out with us.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Thank you for joining us and getting your message across. And also, last but not least, let everybody know about your book signing and where that's going to be and the address and all that good stuff.
Okay. It's Jacksonville, Florida. It's a church called Will for Jesus. It's going to be on August the 21st in Jacksonville, Florida. And what I was asking my viewers to do is to go to the website, get the book, and if you know anyone in Jacksonville, I will be there to actually sign the book. I will be there from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11. I will be leaving and coming back to the evening service at 6 o'clock. And I will be giving out free bookmarks, and the bookmarks have my picture on it.
That's what's up. I see you fancy, huh?
The Lord told me to be have a humble spirit. My first two books, my picture was on the back. It wasn't on the front. And it was funny. I tell CeeLo this story every once in a while. And it's funny because when I looked on the website, they had a group of books, and it had President Clinton's book on there. And they chose a book that didn't have a picture on it, and mine was one of the ones that they chose besides President Clinton's book. Because I had that humble spirit, that's the reason why I was beside him. Because had I had my picture on the cover, I'm quite sure I wouldn't have been chosen.
Well, congratulations, and again, good luck in all that you do, Eldridge Trotter. We appreciate you for stopping past tonight. Folks, you are inside Empowerment Sunday, Sunday, July 31st, 2011. Tonight we're celebrating those things that are going right in our lives. You are at this point at 802 on the East Coast, 502 on the West Coast, inside Empowerment Moment. Your Empowerment Moment is brought to you by HAC Media, where style and professionalism seals the deal. Tonight, I don't even have any kind of empowerment message. I just want to share the worship of Eddie James tonight. The name of this joint is called I Need You. We heard Ruah last week, as well as It's Time, from Eddie James. Eddie James has a powerful youth ministry. He actually works with high school and college-bound kids, and he's really helping turn their lives around. This joint inside this empowerment moment is Eddie James, I Need You, T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
My heart and my flesh cries out was on my knees praying. I was finding other love to do me right. Then, baby, you appeared. Yeah. Those other girls, they don't mean nothing. Just how you make me feel. Oh.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me going? Blow my mind all the time now. Think about your love.
$55 million dream. He broadcast it as well. The last week, the rumors started, and they ran, you know, through the hip hop community about the G5. Well, they asked him on a radio interview on Saturday, you know, did he really purchase it for his 21st birthday? And all he responded was G5 status. Well, now a representative from his camp is saying they all made it up, that, you know, him and his crew got together and, you know, just pretty much they boasted that rumor themselves. So, G5 is G9. Sorry, Soulja Boy, I guess. I guess.
That didn't make sense.
Better luck. Right, better
it
luck
just
next
didn't make
time.
Sense.
Right, not at all. It's like, how did you even have that much money? I mean, you're going to owe a lot.
Right. I was like, Soulja Boy has that much money?
Like, they said, if you would have said 50 Cent, or if they would have, you know, said 50 Cent, I would have went all for that. I'm like, okay.
It would have been somewhat believable.
Right. Right.
Soulja
yeah,
Boy.
Soulja Boy. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Pants blew up.
Right. Liar, liar, pants on fire. So, now on to some good news. Pharrell Williams has created a silky drink along with the makers of Ciroc called Cream. It's spelled Q-R-E-A-M, cream. And they had a launch party for it last night in Miami, Florida, where he was joined with Trina. He was joined by Trina and Fat Joe, just to name a few, and Q-Tip was on the ones and twos, getting it right for him. So congratulations, Pharrell. And this was something that really got me excited. Black Eyed Peas, Will.i.am, he linked up with the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, to direct a concert to be held in Beijing, China, later this year. Now, the concert is to celebrate the U.S.-China educational and cultural exchanges, and performances are to be expected, of course, by will.i.am. They haven't listed the other American artists that are going to be performing, and there are also going to be some Chinese pop stars performing. Now, this is all in support of President Obama's 100,000 Strong initiative, which was launched last summer in 2010, and the proceeds support study abroad programs and scholarships. So if you want more information about that, you can go to www.state.gov/100K Strong. And last but not least, Russell Simmons celebrated his 12th annual Art for Life benefit yesterday. So big up to Russell. And I love the way they do it. They keep their entire family together, like with his ex-wife, her new husband, their kids. You know, it's like the whole family is a family. So I think that's dope. And shouts out to Russell and his family. That's all I have for you guys for entertainment and national news.
Entertainment and national news coming to you live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. Hey, we always appreciate the updates, the news dates, and all the information that you provide. CeeLo live out of Charlotte.
Practice makes perfect, but that was a lesson. lesson. Perfect practice makes perfect. I perfected perfection, but that's some other shit. Hit me up later on this number, bitch. I'm like, what the hell, like, for a fair price? You get naked, yeah, right. Like I pay for pussy, the menus I've been done, did it. Take down these 10 digits, 50 second nigga, 1 minute. But I ain't got much rap, bruh, shap to you muskrat. Point blank, just a hush that. Fruity dinks, I will punch that. I'm hungry with my lunch set.
What you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later. Call me later. Hey, what you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later.
WHAC, TM Hammer Radio Live. 917-889-3926. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. You can check us out every Sunday, 7 p.m. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m. right here, just like that. What up, CeeLo?
Hello. Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell you guys. Wesley Snipes' birthday is today. He turned 49.
What up, Wes?
Happy birthday, sir. And Cleo will be 48 tomorrow.
Coolio, 48.
Yeah.
Does fly.
But you know what? The end of this week, though, President Obama's birthday, he'll be 50 on the 4th of August.
Prez. So, yeah. Getting up there.
Yeah. Only 50, though. I mean, really.
Only 50.
Yeah. And think about it. They would have picked the other guy. He probably would have died by now. I mean, like... Because they get old fast, you know? Like when they get their hair starts turning gray fast and everything. Yeah.
I'm not messing with you.
Yeah. Well,
not
yeah.
Going to L.A. Reid, new CEO of Epic Records, is getting his label in order, they say. Hey, he even targets artists. He's letting his staff know he wants to keep the environment sexy. They say L.A. Is getting rid of all of the ugly people over at Epic.
Oh, my God, you cut that out.
They say that, hey, a source said that the ugly people comment was made up, you know, with an agenda, but supposedly L.A. was making a joke when he said it, you know, considering... that the same thing that dropped Lady Gaga cited her an unattractive artist.
Well, you know, the thing is that, what you had to hold on, now that's no worse.
Those record sales showed them.
Right. Exactly. But see, the whole thing is she also wears raw meat. I mean, you know, she has gimmicks for days.
Well,
so,
she has so many gimmicks that it's like unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy?
Hey, it works
like,
for her, though.
She's not unattractive, though. Like, with all that stuff off, she's not an unattractive girl. She's actually a pretty girl.
I really don't even know what she looks like because she always has on a costume.
Like, I think the closest that you could have seen her without that much makeup on is when she performed with Elton John on like some awards. I want to say it was like the beginning of the year. It's like where I saw her with the least makeup, but I think that was also the night that she came in an egg. So.
Hey, I had two updates in the sports world. I'm going to start doing more sports because I follow sports, but I really don't cover a lot of sports on the program. So we got to work to get our audience up, you know, in the land of sports and get more masculine callers to call in. Jalen Rose, 20 days in jail for drunk driving. I'm like, get out of here. Come on, Jalen. ESPN analyst, former NBA player. Come on, 20 days in jail, you know, this past Wednesday for driving drunk, and then he crashed along a snowy suburban Detroit road out in Detroit, Bloomfield Hills, Detroit. Detroit. but Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Come on, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. Michael Vick loses an endorsement deal. The deal was with the sports nutrition company. Lasted less than a month because of a similar contract with the competitor. You know, earlier this month, Vick signed a 5-year agreement with Fuse Science Incorporated to promote a line of sports nutrition products. But Double Eagle Holdings, which owns Fuse Science, terminated the deal after another company wrote a news article saying that Vick agreed to do a 3-year pact with their outfit. So conflict of interest there, Mr. Vick. I feel you, though. You're just trying to get your money up. I feel you. He's trying to get it up. Hey, I might be late to the party on this one, but I got this over the weekend. Dude, Reggie Bush, he's a Dolphin.
Huh? Oh.
He's a Dolphin.
Oh, sports. I'm like, what?
Yeah. 9 years later, the Miami Dolphins have again traded for the New Orleans Saints running back who won the Heisman Trophy. The Dolphins finalized the deal for Reggie Bush on Thursday, negotiating a 2-year contract for nearly $10 million. That's a swift one for 2 years. I'll do that any day.
Sure.
So just a recap of sports. Jalen Rose, Mike Vick. Jalen Rose, 20 days in jail. Mike Vick, conflict of interest with another contract, loses an endorsement. And Reggie Bush waves bye to New Orleans, baby. Headed to Miami.
Wow. I mean, you know, I don't even watch sports like I used to. I used to be so into it. I knew who played on what. Now, I'm telling you, I would lose. I wouldn't even bet money on nothing right now, sports-wise.
Hey.
Great. Yeah, so
we
got to get back in, you know, into the show.
Got to bring that. Yeah, we got to bring that, bring that. Hey, it's 8:27 on the East Coast, 5:27 on the West. We'll be right back.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Yo, I guess it's time to bring the hurt. Look like a fool and accurately burnt. I'ma show you how I get turned. Run shit in space, call me Captain Kirk. Got my whole crew and we jumping in light speed. Cut your feet off, watch you run like brown bees. Strikers on fly, sit back in semi-T. Got your bitch unlocked with no key. She really feeling on the brother low key.
Taking off her boots and starting knocking.
Running my production game, that's my shit. Light skin boy can't make your next number one hit. Banging beats in the trunk and you know it's real. Send me a check in the mail for $1 million.
A million.
Rolling in posted in the Escalade grill.
Need to cover my mouth cause I'm ill.
Watch out for me, ain't doing this for free. All your homegirls already knowing me.
They know
I'm
me.
The type of dude to give them lifetime thrills. They only on me cause I'm Miss Parker, so I'm for real.
We the type of dudes that your girl might know. We the type of dudes that your girl might know. We the type of dudes that your girl might know. That your girl might know. That your girl might know.
We the type of dudes that your girl might know. We the type of dudes that your girl might know. We the type of dudes that your girl might know. That your girl might know. That your girl might know.
She gave me a show like I'm a visitor theater. I always want it now and she never
defers.
And my bare self is what she prefers. Yeah, I own her, got a legal transfer. It's my time to leave, but she deters. Left to the club, cannabis free. I wanna hit the pipe, Bobby and Whitney. I got a brook girl and she's sweet as iced tea. And of course she looking ultra sexy. Just like a black Barbie.
and I know she likes it raw, well to an acceptable degree. I'm a king in the bed, nigga, George V. Ask your girl, I guarantee she agrees. You can see the stains on her face like a white goatee. I pass it to the next note, MTV. I like my girl, 10 Vince Young, Tennessee. I'm higher than a Japanese pagoda tree. So, please, excuse me. Nah, fuck that shit, cause I didn't even sneeze. Red Magic be putting work in. Never separate like we identical twins. We should be added to the seven deadly sins. We stack books like Huckleberry Finn. We are not human, this is artificial skin. We are the diamonds that you see within. Flow needs to be in the loony bin. Brandy and coke is in my system, and her body's in my head, but my mind is real twisted. Some more shots, magic, insisted. Didn't have to pay cause I'm real tight fisted. Just a little something to get you lifted.
You're in tune to TM Hymen Radio Live.
Can't change what I are. I love to drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, wrist call and getting massage. I love to hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see, I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night light, the bright light. Brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
TM Hyman Radio Live. And that was natural. Yes, this is Empowerment Sunday. If you missed the podcast, we got 24 minutes left in the show. But if you missed the show, you need to go back and take that podcast out, which is about 20 minutes after we go off air.
Natural by Vain.
Thank you. I could not.
V-A-I-N.
I was gonna call it KP. I swear I was. But that's why I didn't say her name at all. So excuse me, Vain. Yes, natural. I like that song. I really, really like that one. Yeah, better than what was on before.
No doubt.
Okay. So it's we have some calls.
Big up to our special guest tonight.
Henrietta Trotter, who's still hanging out with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Can we go to the lines and see?
You know what? I was listening to you guys when you were when you said you wanted to talk more about the sports world.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I don't know a whole lot about sports. My husband is really into sports. If you check out chapter 11 in my book, it's Meeting Mr. Right. So, you know, it lets you know that there is some light at the end of the tunnel because I actually met Mr. Wright. But I'm telling Carlette something. CeeLo, I call her Carlette. You call her CeeLo. But she didn't know that her cousin actually is in the NBA because when I married Trotter, his nephew is Gary Ford's number zero on the Denver Nuggets. She actually has an NFL player in her family. So I'm telling her this over the radio.
An NBA player?
Yeah.
In the NBA?
Cousin,
okay.
My husband's cousin. His name is Gary Forbes. He's number zero on the Denver Nuggets.
Okay. See
yeah.
Got you. Welcome to the family.
So, yeah, so we will go live with CeeLo knowing that she had a cousin that's in the NBA.
Okay.
Okay.
The NBA. Let him
NBA. We got you.
Right. We need them all.
That's sport. CeeLo, you said we had a caller?
We do have callers online.
Well, I don't think anyone's out there. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I thought you saw something I didn't see.
Okay. I see 813. Yes.
We got some listeners.
Yes,
folks,
yes.
Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Wherever you are in the world, again, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Check us out tomorrow night inside Money Monday. We are having a ball with Dave Ramsey and Financial Peace University. We are sharing all the information, the nuggets that we get each week, and bring it back to you. So check us out tomorrow night as we talk about ways to save money, beat debt, and build wealth right here at TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 8:38 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's 8:38 in Atlanta. Where are you? Oh, happy day. That's our perspective. What are you most appreciative of? Again, Elder Trotter, what are you most appreciative of for those who missed it in the first hour?
Okay, I'm most appreciative of the opportunity to actually be an advocate to help other ladies. That's what I'm appreciative, to have the opportunity just to be out there.
If you could stand in front of someone who is currently in an abusive relationship, And really look them dead in their eye and give them something straight from the heart, what would it be?
Believe it or not, I've been in many situations like that because I do book signings at Barnes & Noble, too. And I've had ladies walk up to me with tears in their eyes and say, you know, that I actually encouraged them and gave them inspiration because they was raising their children by themselves. And as they was buying the book at the register, they just were very emotional because they felt that at the time when they were doing it, when they were raising the children by themselves, it was such a struggle for them. But then after they read my book, they said, you know, they're just going to carry on and just be strong. And that's what it's all about, daughters be strong.
Okay, so I guess the answer to that is, ladies, read my book. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Keep saying we should be more social, 'cause we keep to ourselves most of the time. They just don't understand what we got going on, 'cause a love like this is so hard to find. Don't wanna live by no one else's designs, though every day ain't glamour, to me it's just fine. Perfect the way that we are. Ooh, nothing ordinary about the way I feel. Nothing extraordinary, this is real. Don't need to reach for the stars. Happy here on earth in our beautiful ordinary life. I love my beautiful ordinary life. Spend a day doing a lot of nothing, 'cause anything's alright long as I'm with you, baby. We don't need special plans, don't need no reservation, 'cause my favorite place is right here with you. Don't wanna live my life any other way, 'cause baby, it's a simple thing that can't be replaced. Unperfect the way that we are. Oh, oh, oh.
Nothing ordinary about the way I feel.
Nothing ordinary.
Nothing extraordinary. This is real.
Baby, it's so real.
Don't need to reach for the stars. Happy here on earth in our beautiful ordinary life.
Oh, it's so beautiful,
I
baby.
Love my beautiful ordinary life.
Watching you sleep, the way that you bend your toes, the crazy way we count up three before we hang up the phone. You see the life that I live, it's so much better, girl, when you're here with me. Nothing, nothing,
nothing ordinary about the way I feel.
Nothing ordinary.
Nothing ordinary.
I can do is move forward. I'm appreciative of
those who helped me along the way, and I'm appreciative of those who didn't. I'm appreciative of those who fell back. I'm appreciative of all of that, like the support and the lack thereof. So,
right.
Yeah.
Regardless of what is going on in your life, it may seem like a storm today. The reality is, if you're able to move around conscious with the activity of your limbs, if you have shelter over your head and food in your refrigerator, and if you have a car, and if you have electricity and water, you know, don't let those small things go by the wayside. Guess what? You're doing pretty good. There are a lot of homeless people who, you know, may be homeless because they want to be, and some homeless because they, you know, don't want to be. But appreciate the small things in your life. Let's not take those small things for granted, because one small thing being out of position could alter your life severely. Please take time to smell the roses. Pause for the cause. You know, it is a good day. What are you most appreciative of in your life? You know, if you haven't thought about it today, think about it today, because you may be missing an opportunity to show some appreciation to that small thing in your life that's going unnoticed. We typically don't miss things until they're gone. Don't let that thing get away.
Yeah, of course not. I mean, the thing is, a lot of times you don't know what's going on, especially when you're living life, and if you've never been told otherwise, you don't start to appreciate it. So you have time to pause and look back, reflect, and see where you came from to where you are. And if you don't see a difference and you're still not happy, then that means you haven't done what you're supposed to do to get where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, and happiness, my friends, comes from within. It's not about money. Please let me tell you, it's not about money. You can be making money and still be in a very, you know, interesting situation that brings about a lot of stress. Don't always curse those things that make you feel uncomfortable. Those things that make you feel uncomfortable sometimes comes about to bless you. You have to be able to let go of the old in order to walk into your new. And we're going to talk about that whole concept coming up soon. But let go. Guess what? Control the controllables. If it's gone, let it go. Let's move forward. Walk into the new. It's a little scary sometimes, but I'm here to tell you, guess what? If he did it before, he'll do it again. Everything will be all right. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m., Money Monday, right here. Check us out.
Yes. That and every Wednesday. And then on Friday, we're on 10 to 11. Yeah. And then we're also going to check back in with Eldridge Trotter around her book signing time. To make sure that, you know, we got everybody out there supporting her, and hope you have a fruitful book signing. I'll just try it.
Yeah, she's already gone.
Yep, left. Okay, all right.
But definitely big up to Elder Trotter. Actually, she is back.
Show tonight. Appreciate
Elder Trotter,
you
go
guys.
Ahead. I'm sorry. We your microphone was not open. I'm sorry. Go. Can you repeat yourself?
No, what I'm saying, I do appreciate you for having me on your show tonight.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anytime. And again, good luck at the book signing. Hope you sell a lot of books and a lot of people are blessed.
I hope so too.
Yes. And for those of you out there, you check us out tomorrow night, and we are going to be shutting it down momentarily, and thank you for rocking with us. It's been a beautiful Empowerment Sunday. And just take time to reflect on what are you appreciative for. I know I'll appreciate it more when these air conditioning people come out here and fix my air in the morning. Everybody pray for that.
And don't forget to Google Henrietta Trotter. Just Google Henrietta Trotter, and you'll see all the things that I've done so far.
Yeah.
Check out Henrietta Trotter. And get it right. Don't spell it wrong like I spelled it wrong. It's H-E-N-R-I-E-T-T-A Trotter. T-R-O-T-T-E-R. Author, Divine Interventions.
Empowerment Sunday. Thank you for rocking with us. thank you,
sure.
Henrietta Trotter, for stopping by and blessing us with your experiences that
Absolutely.
Are, you know, I'm quite sure we're going to save a life and have saved lives. I know watching you through growing up, it saved my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, thank you for playing whatever part you have played in my life. Thank you very much. Yeah.
And folks, again, regardless of what it looks like, what a difference a day makes.
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow will bring a new set of grace and mercy, and it's another opportunity to get it right. Let go of yesterday for, you know, your future is bright in tomorrow. Appreciate those things that are going well. It's easy to identify those things that may not be going so well. It's all in your attitude. It's all in your attitude. The one thing that I think was significant, along with a lot of things that she said, but she said, my mother died at birth. I didn't have a role model. I had a made-up mind. I made my mind up that I wanted to be positive about life and to get some things accomplished. What that says is, folks, we don't have any excuses. You got to have a made-up mind to just want to be successful. You know, it's a good thing to have motivation, but sometimes you don't have motivation. You don't have a dangling carrot in front of you, and you just have to be mature about life, knowing that it's not going to always be peaches and cream, and it's tough sometimes, but you have to approach things from a mature perspective and just be positive. Make up your mind to be positive. What do you most appreciate in your life? That's been the topic tonight.
That, you know, sometimes you have to change. You have to, what I spoke about earlier when I said a new normal, sometimes you got to create a new normal. Because,
Absolutely.
You know, not everyone has role models and so forth to go upon. Sometimes you have the very opposite of what you need in life, you know, as your role model. So, you know, the thing is that try new things. Don't just stay, you know, don't keep yourself in a box. Reach out to, you know, to different organizations or different people, different styles of people, you know, different cultures. And try new things and create your own new normal.
Sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah.
Life is about evolution, though. You should be always moving, always growing, you know, always taking it to the next level, evolving in some way, shape, or form. You know, life is not all, you know, party and excitement. You know,
yeah.
It's about hard work at some point. Nothing worthwhile comes easy. Believe that. Just in case no one has ever told you, nothing worthwhile comes easy. If it comes easy, guess what? You really don't even respect nor appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Nothing worthwhile
right.
comes easy. Make up your mind to be positive and to have a positive attitude. That's half of your battle right there. You know, success is around the corner if you have a made-up mind to be positive and successful. Nothing worthwhile comes easy. Good night, everybody. CeeLo, take us home.
Yes, whatever you do, do it well. Have confidence in yourself. Don't be afraid, and don't be afraid of rejection. If you don't have faith, watch me. Take a step out. Peace and blessings. Whatever you do, do it well.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.